What if the investment strategies that protected billionaires during the 2008 crash were suddenly available to everyone? While most portfolios were cut in half, Ray Dalio's approach lost less than 4%. This wasn't insider trading or luck. It was systematic design. After 4 years interviewing financial legends like Warren Buffett and Carl Icahn, Tony Robbins cracked open the vault on strategies previously reserved for the ultra-wealthy. His findings became a bestseller endorsed by Bill Clinton and Hugh Jackman. But here's the twist. Every dollar of profit feeds the hungry. Over 100 million meals served and counting. This isn't just about building wealth. It's about transforming how we think about money itself. Wall Street profits from complexity. Invest $10,000 at 7% annual growth, and you'd reach $574,464 by retirement. After typical mutual fund fees, you keep only $140,274. The remaining $439,190, 77% of your returns, goes to Wall Street. You provided all the capital and risk, yet surrendered most of the reward. 96% of actively managed mutual funds fail to beat the market over time. Despite this, $13 trillion sits in these funds because marketing sells hope better than results. Most financial advisors aren't legally required to prioritize your interests. They operate under a suitability standard, selling high-commission products as long as they're not completely inappropriate. Freedom starts with core principles. Seek fiduciary advisors legally bound to put you first, typically charging under 1% of assets. Replace expensive actively managed funds with low-cost indexed funds. This switch alone could reclaim up to 70% of your nest egg. Warren Buffett's advice? Put 90% in a low-cost S&P 500 index fund and 10% in short-term government bonds. Excessive 401k fees can devour $154,794 to $277,000 over your lifetime. Understanding the rules transforms you from chess piece to chess player. Money amplifies who you already are. In 2008, two billionaires proved this. Adolf Merkel, Germany's richest man worth $12 billion, lost $3 billion in bad investments. Though still enormously wealthy, he stepped in front of a train. Money represented his identity. Losing status was unbearable. Chuck Feeney built a $7.5 billion empire, then gave nearly all away. He lives modestly, flies coach, wears a plastic watch, and anonymously funded projects worldwide. His goal? To bounce his last check. All behavior stems from six fundamental needs: certainty and security, yet also uncertainty and variety. We seek significance, to feel important, and love and connection. The final two create true fulfillment: growth and contribution. Without growth, you're dying regardless of wealth. The secret to living is giving. Life isn't about me, it's about we. Money fulfills most needs, but can't buy love. Understanding these emotional drivers explains irrational financial decisions, choosing expensive funds for security, or avoiding saving because immediate gratification trumps future security. The most critical financial decision isn't which stock to buy. It's determining what percentage of your income you'll keep before spending anything. Even wealthy celebrities like Curt Schilling, $100 million plus baseball earnings, Mike Tyson, nearly $500 million, and Michael Jackson, nearly $1 billion contract, faced bankruptcy despite enormous incomes. Your Freedom Fund requires at least 10 to 15% of income saved consistently because compound interest punishes missed contributions. Consider twin brothers William and James. William invested $4,000 annually from age 20 to 40, $80,000 total, then stopped. James started at 40, investing $4,000 annually until 65, $100,000 total. Despite investing less, William ended with nearly $2.5 million, while James had less than $400,000, a $2 million gap from 20 extra years of compounding. The Save More Tomorrow program uses behavioral economics, automatically save small amounts now, as little as 3%, then increase savings with each raise. Theodore Johnson never made more than $14,000 yearly at UPS, but saved 20% of every paycheck. His savings grew to over $70 million by age 90. You don't need genius, just commitment to steady savings. Most people either lack a specific financial target or name impossibly high figures. Both extremes prevent progress. At a seminar, a young man claimed he needed $1 billion for freedom. His actual lifestyle dreams required around $10 million, just 1% of his original number. Consider five levels of financial dreams. Financial security covers five essential expenses forever: mortgage, utilities, food, transportation, and insurance, about 65% of most expenses. Angela needed only $640,000 to generate $34,000 annually, far less than the $3 million she thought. Financial vitality adds half your discretionary expenses. Financial independence means your investments maintain your current lifestyle without working. Financial freedom adds two or three significant luxuries. Absolute financial freedom means doing anything you want, anytime, without constraints. Ron and Michelle discovered their financial independence number was $7 million, far less than the $20 million they initially thought necessary. Catherine, a successful businesswoman, assumed she needed 20-plus years to reach financial independence. Running her numbers, she discovered she was already financially secure through her business sale potential and existing investments. Most people overestimate what they can do in a year, but massively underestimate what they can accomplish in a decade. Asset allocation, dividing money between investment types, explains more than 100% of returns, according to Yale's David Swensen. The conventional 50-50 stock-bond portfolio creates a dangerous illusion. Since stocks are three times more volatile than bonds, this allocation concentrates 95% of risk in stocks, explaining why such portfolios dropped 25-40% during market crashes. Ray Dalio, founder of the world's largest hedge fund managing $160 billion, created an approach that prepares for any economic condition. His insight? Four economic environments move asset prices: inflation, deflation, rising growth, and declining growth. Each investment thrives in a specific season. Since nobody can predict which season comes next, Dalio's all-seasons approach allocates 25% of risk to investments performing well in each environment. Dalio's allocation: 30% stocks, 55% government bonds, 15% intermediate term, 40% long term, and 15% split between gold and commodities. Stress tested through every condition since 1925, it delivered 9.72% average returns from 1984 to 2013, losing money only four times in 30 years. Worst loss, just 3.93% in 2008, when the S&P dropped 37%. This approach protects you from markets and yourself. While the S&P 500 returned 9.2% annually from 1993 to 2013, average investors earn just 2.5% by moving money at wrong times. The ultimate paradox: giving builds wealth faster than getting. Research shows spending money on others creates more happiness than spending on ourselves. Employees who gave away their $3,000 bonuses reported greater happiness 6 months later. Volunteering weekly provides well-being improvements equivalent to increasing your salary from $20,000 to $75,000. Andrew Carnegie spent half his life accumulating wealth and half giving it away. Chuck Feeney quietly donated his $7.5 billion fortune, inspiring the Gates-Buffett Giving Pledge. Over 120 billionaires committed to donating at least half their wealth. You don't need billions to make impact. Programs like Swipeout round up credit card purchases for charity. For $20 monthly, you could provide 2,400 meals annually for hungry Americans or clean water for 120 Indian children yearly. At his lowest point with $19, the author gave his last $13 to an 8-year-old boy. Walking home penniless, he felt unexpected freedom. The next morning, a friend unexpectedly sent $1,300. Generosity creates abundance. True wealth isn't what you have, but what you give. Your legacy will be the lives you touched, problems you solved, and love you shared. Start today. Give something. Watch abundance flow back.